From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A new study by University of California scientists is offering insights for farmers on how to recharge groundwater while preventing nitrates from fertilizer from entering aquifers. UC researchers gathered groundwater recharge data from two vineyards in Fresno County to compile information on preventing leaching of nitrates. Study author Helen Dahlke says it's important to understand how much nitrate is in the soil before considering flooding the fields. The Senate passed the Congressional Review Act joint resolution of disapproval that overturns the Biden administration's Waters of the United States rule by a 53-43 vote. The resolution's sponsor, West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito, says overturning the president's WOTUS rule sends a clear bipartisan message that even a divided Congress will defend working Americans in the face of executive overreach. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association applauded the vote. A new poll shows overwhelming support among voters for year-round access to E15 across the country. With retail gas prices still high, almost 70% of respondents support increasing availability of E15 to help lower fuel prices and support energy independence, while just 13% say they don't support it. 62% support recently introduced bipartisan legislation allowing the lower carbon E15 blend to be sold year-round nationwide.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.